Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with Matt Money Smith, one half of the nationally syndicated Fox Sports radio show, Petros and Money. Today, we're going to talk about songs he selected that have inspired him over the years as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Matt, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Eric.
What's the first track you got for us?
First track is Louis Armstrong, West End Blues. You know, my first introduction to music, I played the organ when I was a kid. My parents didn't buy a piano. I don't know why. They bought an organ. Then I started playing the cornet when I was 7 because my older brother played it. So I would just pick his up and play it around the house. And I started playing. And in Chicago, you know, there's great history. People don't quite realize the history in that city for jazz. They just immediately associate blues with Chicago. But I grew up on the South Side, so I was close to the original site of Lincoln Gardens and the Sunset Cafe, where Louis got his big start. This song, written by Joe Oliver, nobody played it like Louis Armstrong. From the opening notes, you hear the power and what separated him from anybody else. But this particular version with Louis Armstrong's Hot Five, with Earl Hines, and there's just great piano, but it's the end. I almost equate it to like that perfect electronic set where that, you know, when you have a good DJ and he knows when to, and it's a horrible comparison. I'm really not doing service to West End Blues, but when that bass drops and you're like, yeah, he hit it. He felt the crowd. That's what this particular version of West End Blues is. You'll hear Louis hold this note, very hard note to play, real high note, and no one can do it like him before he closes. Da, 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 da. And he's just pushing those notes so hard. You can't help but get your fingers tapping, or and then it's over. And you're like, whoa, wait, no, the song can't be over yet. It's really the perfect song.
That was Louis Armstrong with West End Blues, as selected by our guest, Matt Money Smith. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Some Grateful Dead. I'm a big Dead fan, a huge Dead fan.
A Deadhead?
A Deadhead, yeah. Probably 20 to 30, probably closer to 30 shows. You know, the Dead have a couple songs that everybody knows. Truckin', Casey Jones, Sugar Mag, and this, Friend of the Devil. But there's a reason why I picked this particular song. This was at a place called World Music Theater in Tinley Park, Illinois. And it was my first Dead show. I thought I fell in love with the Dead, but I wasn't sure. And then I experienced it. And I mean, I really experienced it. I really embraced everything you embrace at a Dead show. The one thing that jumped out at me that I didn't hear on the tapes was Brent Midlin, who was, it was probably their fourth or fifth keyboardist. They really went through him. I remember this particular song and Fire on the Mountain, where Brent, just the way Brent interacted with Jerry was different than anyone else, you know, than Phil or Bill or any. There was something about the way his voice worked with Jerry's, and you'll hear it on this song. And the sad thing is, Brent passed away, accidental overdose, I believe they called it, like 3 days later. I just remember, you know, it's my first show, and I remember that having this great impact on me. Like, oh, man, Brent's never going to do that again. That's heavy. You know, and I'm this 17-year-old kid that's trying, or 16-year-old kid that's trying to process this. And the Dead are just, they're brilliant musicians. Brilliant lyricist was Robert Hunter. And, you know, people, I think, maybe sell them short because of the culture, and they don't realize how great the Dead are musically. Get out, run it, but I take my time. Friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep. That was the Grateful Dead with a live version from 1990, Friend of the Devil, as selected by our guest, Matt Money Smith. What's the next track you got for us? Next track, wow, talk about going to the other end of the spectrum. So Naked Ray Gun was kind of the first band I really sort of found on my own. A lot of times you'll hear Minor Threat and Bad Brains in that DC hardcore scene, but Chicago was just as important, if not more, because they were almost a little bit more mainstream hardcore, a little bit more palatable for people that didn't want it to be too, you know, aggressive. You know, this is from Throb Throb. That's their hallmark record. This is arguably the best song off of it, but you'll hear sort of the foundation for what a lot of alternative rock, and I'm sure that's probably not a good thing for a lot of people, but I think there's something to be said about the guys that did it first.
From Naked Ray Gun, it's Rat Patrol.
Jeff Pizzotti, as good a frontman as I've ever seen, just really owned the stage, commanded the crowd. They reunited, they did some shows, and they haven't lost it. There's still something special, something electric, because they wrote very catchy hardcore songs.
That's Rat Patrol from Naked Ray Gun, as selected by our guest, Matt Money Smith. There's a steel train. Well, what's the next track you got for us?
Sublime was one of the first bands I was introduced to. I got here in 1991, went to Pepperdine for college, so I'm 17 going on 18. Just a couple years down the road after I had been here, and I'm now interning at K-Rock. They've said, well, you're a young guy, you know, you can bring us some music. Feel free to bring it in. And I happened to remember going into my friend Joe's dorm room, and he was playing this particular song, this song, Boss DJ. Boss DJ, he ain't nothing but a man. No trouble, no fuss. I know why. This song, this is just Brad and the guitar. You know, and lyrically, this speaks to his roots. This pays homage to the dance hall, to the reggae that was so important. It was the bedrock of what he wanted that band to be. To me, he'll always be one of the great, I mean, just one of the great singer-songwriters. They became arguably one of the most successful bands in the history of that station, and I guess I'm sort of associated with that just time a little bit, and it really helped, clearly, my career.
Well, here it is, Sublime with Boss DJ. That was Sublime with Boss DJ, as selected by our guest, Matt Money Smith. This next track is from your time working in the music business at DreamWorks, something from Elliot Smith, Waltz Number 2.
Elliot was special. I don't have to say that. But, you know, you wouldn't think that we would get along just because I'm kind of this sports guy, you know, worked at K-Rock kind of thing. And here's Elliot, arguably, you know, one of the most important artists of his generation, a singer-songwriter, an introvert. But there was something about him, you know, we just really got along, and I really enjoyed my time with him. And I was part of the XO record, that was the first record he released on DreamWorks, and it was coming off the Good Will Hunting soundtrack. So he'd already experienced some success, he was trying to reconcile that, and he's put with this, you know, idiot kid, you know, pushing his new record, trying to become commercially relevant, mainstream radio relevant, and he didn't know if that's what he wanted, and I didn't know if that's what he wanted. So basically, Elliot and I hopped in a van. When you get away from the record label, when you get away from your managers, and you get away from their agenda, they'll open up. And that those are things that I really appreciated about the music business. You know, I never got the sense that Elliot was upset that he wasn't accepted more widely by commercial radio, but that's kind of one of the themes after he passed away, that, you know, that was one of his great disappointments. And, you know, that kind of was put on me a little bit because I was running that department that was responsible for his either success or failure, and that kind of hit me hard, you know. I mean, that was pretty heavy. When I think about Elliot and I think about that era and what he meant to music and to me as a person, it's kind of cool to have had that. Well, you can say what you want, but, you know, I've got this kind of time. That's probably, you know, the one artist and that one moment. that I appreciate more than anything.
Well, here it is, Elliott Smith with Waltz Number 2. Well, Matt, I want to thank you so much for coming down and sharing your selections with us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I enjoyed it.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to kcrw.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.